Hey everybody, this is Aaron the Retro Guy, and welcome to the Morning Roast Podcast. This is the home for all the craziness, the highlights, the interviews, and all the fun that we have on the Morning Roast Radio Show. Sit back and enjoy.
Welcome to the Morning Roast Radio Show with your host, Aaron the Retro Guy. Live on Station Head.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Roast Radio Show right here on Station Head. So glad to be with you this morning. 8:09 a.m. Central, 9:09 a.m. over there on the East Coast, whatever time it is, wherever you are. Good morning. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Exciting things happening today. It is a fresh music Friday. A fresh music Friday. Music so fresh, the paint isn't even dry on it yet. Music so fresh, the paint isn't even dry on it yet. We're going to play you some hot, brand new music today. Excited to help you start your Friday. You know, there are only a few tracks that are almost, they're almost just like reserved for Friday. They're almost just like reserved for Friday. So you got to play them on a Friday. We'll be doing that right here in just a couple of seconds. Plus, when we come back, your full show rundown. A lot of things happening on the show today. A lot of fun things. Also, I've got a few things that I'd like to talk to you about. Invite you live on air with me to talk. I got some things I need some opinions on. And who better than the Morning Roast community? That's all coming at you. Plus, your request, the 10-minute takeover every hour of the show. The 10-minute takeover every hour of the show. That's coming up in 20 minutes. Get your requests in now. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
All right, we got a bunch of brand new people over here on Station Head this morning. First of all, we want to welcome you to the radio revolution that is the Station Head social radio app. Excited to be a part of your morning, but more importantly, excited to introduce you to a different way to do radio. A couple of things that you need to make sure that you do. Make sure that you hit that follow button. Every single time that Vibe Radio goes live, you will get a notification of what show is going live or what music that we're playing. You'll get that notification and you can tune in with us, and we would love it. Monty69 in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, Morning Roast Royalty in the building. Good morning, my favorite person in the entire world. So make sure that you hit follow. Also, you can request music. So make sure that you have your Apple or Spotify account connected. Make sure that you have your Apple or Spotify account connected to the app, and you can request music. That's right. So when we get to the 10-minute takeover, we can actually play your music. Did you ever call in or try to call into a radio station and you just never could get through, or you gave them your request and it never got played? That does not happen here. We do our very best to play as many requests as possible through the Station Head social radio app, and I'm telling you, it's good. Jolly Green Giant in the chat says, wow, it's even got that new radio show smell. That's my feet, but I appreciate I can tell you this. Station Head will change the way that you think radio can be done. And I refer to it as social radio. We've got a chat feature. You can request. You can even DM us exclusively on the app. And we got a lot of that. Plus, you can drop gifts over here, and 100% of the proceeds actually go to the host and go to the station. So Station Head's not taking a giant chunk. And so we appreciate that. A lot of things happening on the show this morning, but one of my favorite things that we do every day.
What's with today?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
What's today?
Today is Back to the Future Day. You know that amazing movie from the 80s. It's also Apple Day, Check Your Meds Day, Count Your Buttons Day, Garbanzo Bean Day, International Day of the Nacho. I love nachos. Mammography Day, Pets for Veterans Day, Pumpkin Cheesecake Day, Reptile Awareness Day, and World Student Day. Let's talk about nachos. Let's talk about nachos for just a second. One of my favorite things to order at Mexican restaurants is nachos. Now, I'm sure if there is anybody that is from Latin America, Central America, you say, Aaron, retro guy, nachos is not a real Mexican food, Latin American food dish. And I'm well aware of that. And do I feel silly ordering nachos in a Mexican restaurant? I do. I want people to know that. I actually do feel silly. But there's just something about nachos, whether it's the plate with chips and the melted cheese, or if you're like me, there was a few treats as a child, and one of those was to take some tortilla chips, put as much shredded cheese on it as you could, stick it in the microwave. But the one thing about making your own nachos in the microwave as a kid, there is a fine line between the cheese being melted and being burnt. So that was like one of the things that I would have to do as a kid. Instead of setting a timer and just walking away from the microwave, I would set a timer and then I would hold my finger on the door button of the microwave. And I would intently watch through the window of the microwave for that cheese to reach the exact melted consistency that I needed. Nothing more frustrated than when you let it go an extra 3 or 4 seconds thinking just a few more seconds and it'll be perfect, and it went too long. The other type of nachos, which I will say are not in any way, shape, or form Spanish food at all. But listen, it is probably Tex-Mex at best. Velveeta Rotel ground beef in a crock pot. I'm just going to say it. Every white person barbecue has the chips and queso with the Velveeta. We all have it. Just you have it. And if you don't have it at your cookout or your barbecue, people will look at you weird. In fact, sometimes there may be a person assigned in your family to just doing that. Like, that is their one thing they bring to the family cookouts. Who is doing the now, sometimes people like to get a little crazy, like to add sausage to it. Not that I don't like it, but I get the bubble guts. I get the bubble guts, Mike Nash, and I can't do the sausage. I can do the ground beef with the Velveeta, with the Rotel, a little bit of milk. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. But that cheese also has a shelf life. Like, once you get that cheese out and you get it on your chips, whether you're on the chips or a dipper, it can go south real quick. That cheese can harden up on you. So you got to be careful of that. Did we just do an entire segment about nachos? Absolutely. Am I ashamed about it? Not in the slightest.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
We just did an 8-minute segment about nachos. We'll be back.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
All right, it's time for some news that's just too stupid to make up. In South Africa, a couple of guys made several mistakes on their evening out on the town. Their first mistake was their choice of vehicle, a hearse, that they stole when the driver left it unattended with a body inside. Second, they forgot to check the gas gauge in the hearse, and it ran out of fuel just as they were leaving the bar after enjoying several drinks. And their third, as if they couldn't make enough mistakes. Mistake number one, steal a hearse with a body in it. Number two, don't check the gas gauge. These boys here, they had another third and final mistake, was asking three of the women they had met inside the bar to help them push the hearse, thinking something was up. The women declined and instead called the police. You know, I am going to say, you know, I respect the creativity, though. I respect the creativity. I'm sure there were a lot of cars that they could have stolen, and they looked at that hearse and said, you know what, guys? Let's really make a night of it. Let's really make a night of it. Let's steal a hearse. I mean, you got to give them an E for effort. You got to give them an E for effort. You got to give them a C for creativity. I don't know. I also wonder, like, South Africa, are you guys like the Florida of Africa? Because this is a very Florida, this is a very Florida style story. And if you don't know what, so the rest of the United States, we enjoy the weird news that comes out of the state of Florida. It's actually maybe our favorite thing. 90% of the time, wacky news comes out of Florida. In fact, I have a Google alert. I have an email that comes in every single day full of Google alerts because I have Google alerts with keywords. That's how I assemble a lot of content. I have Google keywords out, and one of them is Florida man, and the other one is weird Florida news. I don't have that for any other state. No other state. I don't have weird California news. I don't have weird Los Angeles news. Just Florida. So South Africa, question for you. Are you guys the Florida of Africa? Nothing bad about Florida. Disney World's there.
This is the Morning Roast, and you're live on Station Head.
It's time for the 10-minute takeover. 10 straight minutes of music chosen by you. 10 straight minutes of music chosen by you, the Morning Roast community. We have got so many requests in the request line. It is going to be, this is one of those deals that if you're timing this as a 10-minute takeover, it may be a 12 or 13-minute takeover. I'm just telling you now. 10 straight minutes of music chosen by you, the Morning Roast family. I've got everything from Ed Sheeran to Survivor. Just a lot of music that we're going to try to squeeze into 10 minutes. The 10-minute takeover, it's coming at you right now. You're locked into the Morning Roast. Every once in a while, a track comes across that you're not even sure what it is. I have no idea what genre of music that is. I know I like it.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
The 10-minute takeover. We'll be doing hour number two's 10-minute takeover about halfway through the second hour of the show. That track right there is going to get added to the playlist for next week. That I can promise you. I don't even know what that track is. I kept saying it behind the scenes. I was like, I don't know what this track is, but this is great. Big shout out, Monty69, dropping fire this morning. Dropping fire. Brand new T-Swift. That's right. T-Swifty fans. We got some music coming up for you here in just a couple of minutes. But right now, what are the absolute worst Halloween candies that you can give out? What are the absolute worst Halloween candies that you can give out? That's the question of the day. That is the question of the day. Would love to chat with you live on air. What are the absolute worst candies that you can hand out on Halloween? What candies can... Monty's coming for my candy corn already this morning. I like candy corn. Candy corn, peanuts, I love them. Tootsie Rolls. Desiree123 in the chat says Tootsie Rolls. I like Tootsie Rolls. Are they chocolate? Probably not. Chocolate-ish. Like them. I love the flavor rolls. The fruit flavor Tootsie Rolls. Those are amazing. But what do you think is the worst? And I mean the worst Halloween candy that you can give out. If you want to come up with me live, hit that request button and tell me what is the worst Halloween candy. When you were a kid, if a house had that, word got out, hey, just skip that house to this year. And then whatever it was. I know what mine was. There was one candy that if a house on the street had that, you skipped that house. There's really only one rule. There's only one right answer. I'm trying to think of a worse candy than the one that is on that is that I'm thinking of right now, and I can't. I can't. Nope. Still not. Still not. Nope. I would take an apple. I would take fruit snacks, and I would take a popcorn ball over. There is a is one candy that I would. I think is the bottom of the totem pole. It is the worst candy you can hand out on Halloween. You want to just wreck a kid's trick or treat? There's one candy that will do it. There is one candy that will do it. And I don't even think we're close yet. No, guys, there's one answer. I'm telling you. And when I tell you what it is, you're going to be like, oh, Aaron, you're right. You're right. There really is one. There really is one. Yep. Yep. Nope. We still haven't gotten it. Still haven't gotten it. T-Swifty, anti-hero, brand new music. We'll be back with the worst candy. There's only one right answer, guys. I'm telling you.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
All right, the question of the day is this. What is the absolutely worst candy that you can hand out on Halloween? The worst trick-or-treater candy that you can hand out on Halloween. We've had a lot of answers. We've had a lot of people submit their answers. We've had a lot of Nico wafers. My grandma used to give those out. I didn't know what they were. They were like giant Smarties, I guess. We've had black licorice. A lot of people with black licorice. Circus peanuts. A lot of people with circus peanuts. Whoppers. A lot of people with Whoppers. I don't hate Whoppers. They are a weird, like, kind of like getting your teeth, and they got a weird consistency. Sarah Problem finally on the behind the scenes gets the right answer. If you were the person, if you were the house that thought it was okay to give away Almond Joys or Mounds for trick or treat, you, sir, ma'am, were getting your house skipped. No kid likes coconut. Not a single one of them. There's not one kid in America that likes coconut. That candy bar should not exist. Two things wrong with it. First of all, coconut is a weird consistency, and it's like grass. It's like grass. It's nasty. Second of all, no kid likes dark chocolate. You know what? Dark chocolate... To an eight-year-old kid, dark chocolate can just go straight to hell. Nobody wants dark chocolate over coconut. I don't care that you stick an almond in the middle of it thinking like, oh, that's going to make it better. No, it's terrible. 100%, every single kid in the neighborhood, as soon as trick-or-treating started and word went out that Miss Johnson was giving away Mounds or Almond Joys, you were skipping that house. Miss Johnson's going to have to eat her own candy bars because we don't want them. I will take hot take. I'll take black licorice over a Mounds candy bar. To this day, I will eat black licorice over a Mounds candy bar. That's it. That's the only correct answer. There are a lot of bad candies out there, but the worst trick-or-treat candy list starts and stops with Mounds or Almond Joys, and it's not even close.
This is the Morning Roast, and you're live on Station Head.
There are some other ones that you can give out. There's a list somebody put together of the worst things, the worst items that you can pass out. And apparently, there are people that are giving out things like fruits, small boxes of raisins, toothbrushes, and dental care items in pennies. And I'd still take all of those over a Mounds or an Almond Joy. I'd still take all of those. We'll be back.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Live with our executive producer, Sarah Problem. Sarah, there's the list begins and ends with Mounds and Almond Joys.
How could no one get it? How could no one understand that?
My mother.
That was the first answer.
My mother used to make a cake for Easter that was in the shape of a bunny and covered it with green food colored coconut.
That's disgusting.
It was a carrot cake too. Can you imagine? That might be worse. Your mom, like,
good news. I made a cake.
Like, my mother told me she used to replace tuna fish with the chicken salad with tuna fish. And I never knew. No, I knew. I threw it away. I'm not an idiot. I'm not an idiot.
That is a thing parents do where you're like, I'm sure my kid's that dumb. And your kid looks at you like, come on, mom. You think I don't know?
The only acceptable coconut as a child and even as an adult for me is the Samoas or Caramel Delights, if you want to be PC, Girl Scout cookie.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's about the only way I can do it. If it's got to be cooked coconut where it's crispy, because it's in its regular form, boys, it's rough.
Yeah.
Just
or there better be enough pineapple to get it out of my way. I don't even like the taste.
I don't even like the flavor of coconut. Is that weird?
Nope. No. I understand you.
Are people like, you want a pina colada? Nope, I don't.
Nope. Give me a strawberry daiquiri.
All day. I'll drink a mojito. I don't need that. I don't need a pina colada. I was trying to think if there's anything worse. I will say, did you have a house when you were a kid that gave out toothbrushes?
No, but the popcorn ball, I'm not about either.
Oh, like, that's
bad. Could you not go get candy? Could you not go get candy? Like, what? Or the spider rings. Like, I couldn't go get 10 of those. Like, I'd rather go to the pencil machine as a kid and get something crappy out of it than a fucking spider ring.
Yeah, no, I agree. Only if you are a dentist, I feel like you get a pass and you can hand out toothbrushes. That's on brand and it's fine.
No.
If you're a 90-year-old lady and you want to give out those hard candies with a roll of pennies, sure, I guess we'll deal with it.
Shout out right now to Denise though at Firefly. Denise hooked us up with free toothbrushes. Thank you, Britt. We did get free toothbrushes at Firefly.
She called me like, babe, I got a toothbrush today. Did you forget one? No. A lady gave me a toothbrush. I was
Denise
like,
from Sonicare, you're fire.
I was like, babe, I need context because this is weird that a lady just handed you a toothbrush. So she told me the story all about it.
She got a toothbrush for a ride. What do you want?
Hey, we'll just let the people on station know. We are actually going to build a real merch store.
We are.
Like, it's exciting stuff. I was not prepared for how that prototype hat would be reacted to on the TikTok show. And then my DMs got flooded on Instagram. So
just remember, all good things come to those who wait. As in, we still need to meet about it.
Yeah, we're like, when I say preliminary, like, as in we mentioned it in a conversation yesterday at the tail end, like, hey, we need to talk about the merch store. Yep, I'll call you about it on Friday. Sounds good. That was as far as it went. So we are going to be working on that. All right. Well, good. I'm just glad to know that we're on the same page. And I still don't like it as
no mounds, no almond joys. You buy it for yourself. That's fine. But the amount that even come through my cashier line, too many. Stop buying them.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. 100%. Glad we're on the same page. Love ya.
Love ya.
See ya.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
We got somebody else coming up live here in just a couple of seconds. They've got something they want to throw in about Halloween candy. And this is what happens. See, you start this, and then you really, this is good things are happening. As it was, Harry Styles coming at you. Don't go anywhere.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
We got Blake with us live, says he's got something to prove about bad Halloween candy. Blake, how we doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. How's it going?
It's going, man. We're talking Halloween candy.
So, before I make the big point, I gotta say, like, on the topic of black licorice, good and plenty. You can put a bow on a turd, but it's still a turd. You can put a little pretty little bow on it, but it still doesn't change what it is. But my thing, hot tamales. Okay, I'd rather get the almond joys in the mounds than the hot tamales because why? Hot cinnamon, yeah, sounds perfect for Halloween. Let's give the kids spicy cinnamon that they can't stand. Like, I'll take the toothbrush and that razor blade hidden in the Snickers before I take those hot tamales.
Hot take from Blake this morning. Hot take. I'll take the razor blade and the Snickers over the... Hot tamales. Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it. People get fired up about Halloween candy, man. I came in hard against some people's Halloween candy, and they have had enough of it. Big shout out to Blake and Sarah for coming up. Oh, that's good stuff, man. That's good stuff. I love it. Oh, I love it. Ultimate Pub Trivia is coming up here in about 10 minutes, and also your 10-minute takeover. Morning Roast News Break this morning. Woo! Boy, I'm sweaty. I'm sweating. Oh, man. What do women want? Do you know what women want? It's not money or good looks, so pay attention, guys. What women really want is a man. In a man is someone who is honest, responsible, and doesn't drink too much. They're also looking for someone who's intelligent, faithful, a good father, and a good listener. Just a few things, ladies. You just want a few things? Just a few. You know what? Just a few things. Just looking for these. Honest, responsibility, doesn't drink too much, intelligent, faithful, good father, and a good listener. We're just looking for a few things. Just a few things.
This is the Morning Roast, and you're live on Station Head.
My 69 of the check. Good thing I'm already married. Head and Heart, Joel Corey, and some fresh music Friday. Fresh releases right after this. All right, you know what that sound... Whoa. You know what that sound means. It means it's time for Ultimate Pub Trivia. Also means it's time for us to close down the Behind the Scenes Live on TikTok. So if you're watching Behind the Scenes right now on TikTok, get yourself to Station Head. Go to the App Store, download Station Head, search Vibe Radio, or the link is in the Beacons page on my bio. You guys have a wonderful, fantastic morning. Bye-bye. All right, Ultimate Pub Trivia. The rules are very simple. The rules on Ultimate Pub Trivia are very simple. I got a couple of trivia questions in front of me. We're going to ask the question twice, then drop the next track. As soon as you hear the next track start, you can start dropping your answers. First person to drop the correct answer wins the points. It's that simple, exclusively right here on Station Head. As of this morning, the scores look like this. Melcast 2003 with 5 points. Barbie with 2 points. Leftwick's 382 with 5 points. And the Rancor Medic with 11. All the answers got to be done over here on Station Head. We're going to do a few rounds today. Probably more than just two. We may do three. So we'll see what happens. Got some music in the request line. We will probably use some of that this morning for trivia right here, right now. You got just about 30 seconds to get over here to Station Head for Ultimate Pub Trivia. Here we go. Round number one, question number one. Round number one is about athletic feats. All right, 3 point question. I'm going to ask it twice. As soon as you hear the next track start, you can start dropping your answers. Here we go. Who said it's deja vu all over again? All right, round number two. Question number two is coming up, but the correct answer, Yogi Berra, the Yankee great, Yogi Berra. I think for some reason, I feel like he has ties into Oklahoma somehow. I don't remember what they are, but a lot of Yankees fans around here, a lot of Yankees fans everywhere, you know. So Yogi Berra. Rancor Medic was first in, picks up 3 points, bringing him to 14. Round number two, question number two. We're going to do another, you know what? We're going to do a 4 point question. This one category is books. Here we go. Get your fingers ready. Here we go. Name the four books in the Twilight series. Name the four books in the Twilight series. All right, round number three is coming up. I don't know why I sound like Tweety Bird. This one though, round number two made things very interesting. The question was, name the four books in the Twilight series. That's 4 points. Leftwich's was so quick. Twilight, New Moon, Eclipse, and Breaking Dawn. That brings her to 9 points. Rancor with 14. Barbie with 2. Melcast with 5. And we're doing another 4-point question. This is where the rubber meets the road, ladies and gentlemen. This is where we see how we're going to go into the weekend. We'll be playing this on Monday, and then we're giving away the prize bag. So get yourself ready. Round number three, question number three. Here we go. Name the four semifinalists in the 2014 World Cup. Name the four semifinalists in the 2014 World Cup.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
All right, before we get you out of here this morning and I get on my work conference call, I want to tell you about my trip to McDonald's the other day. When I was a kid, there was a thing known as the Halloween buckets. Now, the ones I remember are not the original ones from the 80s. I remember probably the second or third generation of them. And they were these really cute Halloween buckets. The original ones came only in orange. Then the ones after that, there were some that were, I think, brown and green, orange, white. And they were these buckets with these cute lids on them. And boy, they were so much fun. And you know what you would do? Take them trick-or-treating with you. That's what you do. That was a ton of fun. And so McDonald's brought them back. And everybody got really excited, including this guy here, me. I got excited about it. I saw the pictures online. And from the pictures I saw online, they looked like the old school Halloween buckets with the lids. So I took myself a trip to the McDonald's right off of I-35 and Main Street in Norman, Oklahoma. And I went up to the kiosk because, you know, you can't order at the counter anymore. Another story for another time. And I ordered a Happy Meal, which was a little more... I guess I hadn't ordered a Happy Meal in so long that I didn't know you could get apples or two things of fry. Anyways. So I ordered that. These are a lot smaller bucket, guys. These are a lot smaller bucket. Also, not a real lid. They come with a small cardboard lid that's got like some activities to do on it and some stickers. And the lid that you see in the picture is attached to the handle. So the picture online looks like the lid is attached because the way that the picture online is it's like this. So from like far away with the way the picture looks online, it looks like the lid is actually on it, and it's not. It's tied into the bucket. Now, I will say this. If I had not had the original ones or I had not seen the original ones, maybe this wouldn't bother me so much because I, you know, it is cute. It's really cute. But because I had some of the original ones and because I saw some of the original ones, I was a little disappointed. But I will say, you should still go out. You should still buy them. They are adorable. Get you the entire collection. I know Holly has had to buy several Happy Meals just to get all three. I've just got the McBoo, and that's probably the only one that I'll end up with. But there you go. I told you I'd tell you about my trip to McDonald's, and so we did. There you go. You got it all. Got to get out of here this morning. 9:55 a.m. Central, 10:55 a.m. over there on the East Coast. Vibe Radio will be right back. As soon as we go off air here, the station's going to come right back, and we're going to play some Friday anthems for you through your day. So stay tuned for that. Your quote of the day today is a great one. It's our last day focusing on courage. Courage. Do not be embarrassed by your failures. Learn from them and start again. Richard Bronson, do not be embarrassed by your failures. learn from them, and start again. If you're looking to be the best version of you and you're trying to get your, you know, work your way to what you define as successful, being the best version of you, fulfilling that you destiny that is unique to you, there will be bumps along the way. You will make mistakes. Get yourself up. Be courageous. Pick yourself up. Learn from them and just start again. Don't start over. Just start again. Wherever you are, start there. And just keep moving forward. Small steps. Every day, small steps. Before you know it, you are so far down the road from where you were. You can look back and say, look how far I've come. Look at the things I've overcome. And it'll be encouraging to you. That is your quote of the day. We tell you the same thing every day. Because I believe it, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. No one else is like you. No one else can change the world in the unique way that only you can. I can't change it the way that you can change it. You can't change it the way that I can change it. But if we all get together and work together, amazing things will happen. We'll be back Monday morning. Quote of the day, or question of the day for Monday is this. Name a TV show you think is underrated. Yep, that's happening on the show Monday. Name a TV show you think is underrated. We'll see you Monday. I love you and appreciate you. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Thanks for listening to the Morning Roast Podcast. The Morning Roast Radio Show can be heard and seen live on TikTok every single weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern and then on Stationhead at 9 a.m. Eastern. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Morning Roast Radio and check me out on TikTok. Have a great day.